It begins where it ends, in nothingness. A nightmare born from deepest fears, coming to me unguarded. Whispering images unlocked from time and distance. A soul unbound, touched by others but never held. On a course charted by some unseen hand. The journey ahead promising no more than my past reflected back upon me. Until at last I reached the end. Facing a truth I can no longer deny. Alone, as ever.
Special needs ward?
Second door in the main hall.
Thanks.
She's a little shy.
What are you coloring?
A potato.
Have you ever seen Mr. Potato Head? He looks like this. Doesn't he?
Something's wrong, isn't it?
I found Emily's surrogate mother. I had Fro Hickey hack into the California Social Services adoption database.
You got a name?
Yeah. Her mother of record is one Anna Fugazi.
Fugazi?
Yeah, isn't slang term for fake.
I don't understand. Well, why create a false record?
Because there are no true records. Emily didn't come into this world through any system that keeps them.
Well, how did she come into this world?
Have you asked yourself that?
Well, she was born to someone. She had to belong to someone.
Someone who's proven that they'll do anything to protect her or their interest in her.
I can protect her, too.
Yeah, but who's going to protect you? Emily's adoptive parents are both dead by no accident.
I know. I've considered that, but I've also considered that there's only one right thing to do.
Emily.
Why didn't you call me sooner?
Because I couldn't believe it. But I need you now to be a witness on my behalf in this hearing.
And I should have declined. If I never want to see you hurt or harmed in any way.
Then why are you here?
Because I know something that I haven't said. Something that they'll use against you to jeopardize your custody of Emily. No matter how much you love this little girl, she is a miracle that was never meant to be, Scully.
Agent Mulder, help me out here. Does FBI stand for Federal Bureau of Imagination? Am I to understand that your partner, along with a dozen other women in Allentown, Pennsylvania, was abducted by employees of our federal government?
She was missing for 4 weeks. That's documented in the file.
And you found evidence that during this time, she was subjected to a series of experiments where, you say, they extracted her ova?
Yes. All of them.
Can that be done?
I believe it can, and was, and that Emily Sim was conceived as a result of those experiments.
And that can be done as well?
I don't know how else to explain it. A medical exam of Miss Scully would show that she hasn't given birth.
You know, under normal circumstances, this petition would be fairly simple. But I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around this Michael Crichton bit.
I included this information in anticipation of your reaction and how it might look if you received this information without any explanation.
Can you give me an explanation? Why anyone would kidnap Miss Scully to conceive this child, then put it up for adoption?
No, but the fact remains that Miss Scully is the mother of this child.
Not in any legal definition.
Well, if you can show me a legal precedent for this case, I'd like to see it. And Dana has known for quite some time that she can't bear children. She hasn't known why. Now, however that happened, the fact that she can adopt this child, her own flesh and blood, is something I don't feel I have the right to question, and I don't believe anybody has the right to stand in the way of.
It takes two of us just to get my sister-in-law into bed these days.
When'd she do?
2 weeks ago. Why didn't you tell me, Mulder?
I never expected this. I thought I was protecting you.
Why would they do this to me?
I only know that genetic experiments were being done. That children were being created.
Children being created for who?
For who? For what? I don't know.
Is anybody there?
Can't hear the call traced. Okay. Incoming call to residential line 550-380.
Mulder, it's...
Don't hang up. Okay, thanks. I got a trace. County Children's Center.
Thank you.
Scully. There's something on her neck.
Oh, my God.
I just spoke to the social worker. She hasn't been able to reach Emily's doctor.
Fine. How is she?
Well, we've put her on a saline drip to rehydrate her. She's running a fever about 102. It's good you got her here when you did.
Do you know what's causing it?
Some kind of infection, probably related to the cyst on her neck.
Do you know what that is?
No. I'm having it biopsied. I'll get it off to the lab right away. Now, are you two the parents?
I'm her mother.
Oh, okay. Well, can you give me any history that might help?
I know that she was being treated for anemia.
Do you know a type?
I was told that it was some kind of autoimmune hemolytic anemia. Her treatment is experimental.
Who's her doctor?
His name is Calderon.
I don't know.
Emily, I'm going to roll you onto your side, sweetie.
Our doctor is in and out of consciousness.
How did you know?
If Emily is someone's creation, then it occurred to me that she might share the same body chemistry that we've seen before. So I had them put the ER doctor in a cooling bath like you did when I was exposed to this.
So what now? I mean, she's still just a little girl. You say that I can't protect her, but I can't let this be your life. Just a few days ago, she was fine.
She was also being treated.
I just need some advice. With everything that's happening here, I'm a little at sea. This Dr. Calderon, you say, is Emily's physician? He's refusing to transfer her medical records.
He can't do that. He's endangering her life.
He said Emily was in his care, and if you're responsible for stopping that, then you're the one endangering her.
It's an ethical violation.
He says she was part of a double-blind medical trial, and that he's spoken to you about it. He also says you have no authority over this child.
Well, authority or not, I'm not leaving her side.
It's beyond me, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but it's not beyond Dr. Calderon.
I'd like to say right up front that I know Emily Sim personally, as your partner probably told you, and my God, I never met a sweeter, more courageous little girl. I'm so sorry to hear about her downturn. My hope is that these custody issues can be resolved so that she can resume her treatment here. But I'm afraid I simply can't release any information about her as relates to our company's experimental drug trials.
What can I say to convince you?
It's really not about convincing me. I mean, this is something that, well, that we simply cannot do. It's purely a business reality. It has to do with Prangen's exposure to litigation. And, of course, our need to protect research, which, frankly, represents a significant dollar investment.
So I'm wasting your time. This is not worth the life of a 3-year-old girl.
No, I wouldn't frame it like that. That's not it at all. Look, I'm truly sorry, but there's really nothing I can do. However, I do wish you the very best.
Okay, then. How you feeling now? A little more helpful? Cynic, liar. Why don't you tell me what your company is really in the business? Huh? Abducting women and stealing their unborn children. Medical rapist, that's all you are. And now you're gonna let that little girl die? She's just a lab rat to you. Why don't you tell me whose life is worth saving, yours or hers? I want everything to help that little girl.
Back.
We're ready. Can you give me a minute with her?
Maybe just a short talk. Thank you for
hey.
Something was going to get worse.
Hey, new foot sponge.
What are you doing here?
Now, Lou.
Sweetie, in a minute, a nurse is going to take you to do some tests.
Mommy said no more tests.
We just want you to get better. That's what these tests are about.
He knows I'm involved.
Now you brought him to see us?
What do you want me to tell him?
Nothing.
Thank you.
hope you know what this is.
A neoplastic mass, a tumorous infection. The cyst in the back of Emily's neck seems to be the point of origin. And from her blood test last night and her sed rate this morning, it also seems to be growing rapidly.
Is it cancer?
No, cancer grows out of control. These are anaerobic channels following the path of the central nervous system. They have the effect of killing the surrounding tissue, depriving it of the oxygen it needs to survive. Its point of origin is proximal to the brain in the central nervous system. It couldn't be in a worse place.
Can you put her on antivirals?
I've got her on a Levofed drip to keep her blood pressure up, and she's getting steroids intravenously to bring down inflammation. We could attempt radiation therapy.
No, you can't do that. Her immune system's too weak. Well, what can you do? Has anyone spoken to Dr. Calderon about this? Dr. Calderon?
Yeah.
Mulder, where are you?
I've been following Dr. Calderon.
What do you mean you've been following him? I just saw him. There was a scare here.
Where?
He was here. He came into Emily's room. It appears as if he injected her with something.
Is she all right?
She seems to be, but we're running a talk screen anyway.
Whatever he injected her with, I don't think he meant to harm her.
What are you talking about, Mulder?
I think Dr. Calderon went there to try to treat her.
Mulder, that doesn't make sense. Why would he endanger her before only to protect her now?
That's a bluff. I don't think they want her dead either, Scully, but for different reasons. Look, I'm going to catch up with you, all right?
Detective?
Happy New Year.
Thanks for coming down.
I'm posting two cops outside her room.
That may not be necessary.
Oh, what if this guy Calderon is thinking about coming back?
Well, there seems to be some indication that he came here to help her.
I don't understand. You said on the phone that he was somehow connected to the death of Emily's parents.
Because Emily's mother wanted to stop the tests, just like I did. And I guess that's why he came here. Because as much as they will do anything to remove what gets in their way, it seems that they need Emily to continue the tests.
Fugazi?
Yes?
Your name is Anna Fugazi.
Yes. Are you the new doctor?
No, I'm not.
Is that your real name?
Yes, for the last 71 years. Were you looking for me?
Not until now.
I don't understand. Just an hour ago, you said that she was getting better.
That's right. Her fever's down. Her vital signs are nearly back to normal. But these latest MRIs are telling me that this growth has continued to spread. In her arms, I'm now seeing what looks like a necrotizing of the tissue.
It's killing her.
Whatever it is, it may have already been present in some amount. Basically, it's shut down her body while it continues to grow. We should be thankful that she's not in any pain.
Presented all this information to the court. And I have to tell you that there is great concern that you are making decisions for this child. And they seem to be having no small effect on her health.
Miss Chambliss, I am a medical doctor. And the decisions that I make are reasonable and right.
But I have it right here in this report that Dr. Calderon's treatment has actually resulted in a turnaround.
No, that's not true. The injection that Dr. Calderon gave her is actually making her worse.
Miss Scully, I want to say something to you, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But I don't think that you are capable right now of responding with any clinical ability.
Do you think I don't want what's best for this child? Do you think that I'm not trying to save her life?
I'm saying that I'm getting wildly differing reports. I have a job to do. I'm not the ultimate authority here. But you don't have the authority either over this child or her future.
You can get a court order, and you can try and enforce it. But I suggest that if your job is to do what's best for this child, you do everything in your power to tell the authorities that if they take Emily out of this hospital, they are going to hasten her illness. And I will make it known that all of you are responsible.
What do you want me to tell them you're doing for her?
I don't know yet, but I will.
Christina Sherman delivered a healthy baby girl September 25th, 1994.
Gretchen Miller.
Delivered a baby boy March 18th, 1996.
Evelyn Burmeister.
Evelyn Burmeister. Delivered a baby boy June 21st, 1994.
That makes 8 for 8.
Are you in adoption services, Walter?
No, I'm at the maternity ward.
Any fetching young mothers in there?
Yeah, I think you might have a shot here, Frohige. You know anything about pharmaceuticals?
Medicinal or recreational?
There's two prescriptions on their med charts that all these women have in common. Abbreviated PMZ-200 and DIRTAB.
Estrogen and progesterone.
Hormones.
But that doesn't make any sense, Mulder.
Pregnant women have those hormones in abundance. You wouldn't give those to pregnant women.
You would these. Anna? There's a doctor that comes to visit you, a Dr. Calderon?
Yes. Do you know where he is?
No, actually, I'm looking for him.
He's supposed to be here. I was going to start my beauty sleep.
Your beauty sleep? What is that?
He said it's taken years off my appearance.
You okay in there, Emily? Good.
I'm gonna be right here the whole time, okay?
Now we're just gonna put some extra air in there, so you let me know if your ears start to hurt. It's okay, sweetie. Settle down. We're gonna get you out of there as fast as we can, okay?
Flinch and you're dead. Hands where I can see him. What do you got there? Just give it to me slowly. Up against the wall. Spread your legs.
Who are you?
Detective Kresge, San Diego PD.
Detective Kresge, I'm Special Agent Mulder with the FBI. Take that gun off me and put it on that man.
Stop right there.
Run, get out of here. Don't use your gun. Get out of here.
I said stop right there.
Kresge!
FBI agent. I have an emergency situation. I need an ambulance and I need backup. I don't know where I am.
Mulder, I got him inside.
You have your weapon?
He's in there on the floor. I got his hands cuffed.
I got backup coming, and they need a location, though.
I'll take care of it. Just watch the guy.
Detective Kresge is going to radio in the location.
But if you could treat her.
I wouldn't do it to her.
Are you sure?
Mother, whoever brought this child into this world didn't intend to love her.
I think she was born to serve an agenda.
Chance to stop that. You were right. This child was not meant to be.
I'll stay with him.
I think I'd like to be.
I think I'll get a ride back with Mulder.
Bye-bye, man.
Who are the men who would create a life whose only hope is to die?
I don't know. But that you found her. And you had a chance to love her. Maybe she was meant for that too.
She found me.
So you could save her.
How's Detective Kresge?
He's doing better. He's out of the ICU.
And the men who did this to him?
They already cleaned up the nursing home. All the women have been placed in new homes. There's no evidence that anyone else at the Brand Gym Corporation knew of Calderon's work.
There is evidence of what they did.
This.